Just before I talk a little bit about the joy that Christmas offers each one of us, just wanted to firstly hand out some gifts to the kids. So, Shira, if you could just go around the room, anyone who claims to be a kid, you can give them a gift. So, just while she's doing that, just wanted to talk to the adults at Overflow. As I was preparing this message this morning at 7:35, I got a phone call in the church office, which is a little bit unusual. I thought someone may be wanting to find out about when the service was on. But it was actually a pastor from another church who had a dream last night about Overflow. And he rang up and said, "I just had to call you because I woke up and I had this dream from the Lord about a church in Madawi." And so he thought Madawi was a place in Africa. So he Googled Madawi because his daughter was working for a missionary organization. He thought maybe God was pointing her to a place in Africa that he could go and serve. She could go and serve. And so he's Googling, it's like Madawi, Port Stevens. He's going, he's in New South Wales. And he's there, "Oh, it must be another Madawi in the world." So apparently there's no other Madawis in the world. Where it? So he said he needed to ring me up, and he was surprised that I took the call, and he thought he'd be putting on a voicemail. But he said he had a spiritual dream that included the name Madawi. And in the dream, God was encouraging the church in Madawi. God showed him how he sees your hunger and sees your faithfulness. God sees our hunger and sees our faithfulness. I spoke to him, I'll continue on what else he wanted to encourage us with. But he has also talked to him about the fact that we're in transition. And he said when God called him into the ministry, he called him as an interim church leader for 12 months. So he knows what transition can be like. But he just wanted to really pray God's encouragement over us, that he sees our hunger, he sees our faithfulness. He wanted today's service to be one of encountering God, not just knowing God, and experiencing the power of his word. He sensed God wanting to call our soul realm into resting into the Lord. He just wanted us to enjoy living out of rest in the Lord. He prayed fresh fire to speak the word of heaven into God, into people's hearts. He prays that the spirit of the loving fear of God will fall in this place, and that the refining fire of the Holy Spirit will come upon us. And he prayed that we will have signs and wonders and miracles to occur and to be seen so that people can encounter God for themselves. So we receive that. Amen. His name was Lionel Rattenbury from Hope Church in Helensburg. So, Father, we just accept that encouragement from you. Just thank you that you know us and that you care about us and that you have great plans for us. I just pray that we may align ourselves with your will, for your fire to do what it needs to do in us and through us, that we can help people to encounter you, and that this, the truth, the reality of your word can transform our lives to even today. So as we read your word, as we hear your word, may it remind us of the truth of who you are, who we are to you, and how you want life to be experienced by us. Pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I just wanted to talk about how joy comes through Christmas. So I'll get Xander to come and read a couple of passages. So from the Christmas story, there's a number of occasions where joy gets mentioned in God's word. Firstly, even before Jesus was born. There was a baby that jumped for joy.
Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed, "Mary, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me. When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy.
And then angels, we've talked about angels in the drama, and angels are beings that live with God and are warriors that act on behalf of God, that serve us, and are messengers. So God uses angels to send messages to us.
The shepherds were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David."
The angels brought great good news that will bring great joy. And then also the wise men.
And the star the wise men had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
So they're wise men filled with joy. There's just joy all over the place. And we just want to kind of key in why joy comes through Jesus, and that through this next passage.
An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people of their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us.
Thanks, Anna. So for the next 10 minutes, I just want to quickly skim over why joy can come to your world through Christmas, and why joy comes through Jesus, and how significant those two names. Emmanuel means God with us, and Jesus means the one who saves us. So firstly, we get joy because Christmas was a time where God came to earth as man. Nobody really knew what God looked like. God lived outside of the universe because he created the universe. He lived with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But finally, after 5,000-6,000 years, God came to earth as a man. He came so that we could know him, because we're humans and we could see what God as a human looked like. And the reality is that Jesus was both God and he was man, so that we could relate to God, so we can have joy knowing who God is and what he's really like, because we see it through the life of Jesus. The other beautiful thing is that God promises to be with us all the time, and especially in hard times. The truth is, when God comes into our life, he doesn't necessarily take away all the hard times, the difficult times, the sad times, but he always promises to be with us through the hard times, through the difficult times, through the sad times. The truth is that God uses the troubles that we face in our world to help us know that he is with us always. And not just being with us, just not around us, but the truth is that God wants to live within us. And there will be a lot of people in this room who would testify to the truth that God just isn't around us. He wants to live in us, and he wants us to live in him. if we choose them. He doesn't force himself, but the reality is that we can have joy knowing that the very creator of the universe, the very Jesus that did come to earth, that did live a perfect life, that did die, not just for us, but as us, can live inside us. And life is a whole lot different when you have Jesus inside you. And then in terms of Jesus saving us, what does he save us from? He saves us from our sins. And all of us have a tendency to be selfish, to live in ways that God didn't intend us to live, to do things that aren't helpful to ourselves or others, or to not do things that we could do that would be helpful to ourselves or others. And we can be, sin is kind of like a poison. It just damages us and can lead us to harm. But God saves us through Jesus from our sins. All we need to do is just say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I did something that I lived in a way that you didn't intend me to, or I didn't do something that I could have done. Forgive me. And instantly we are forgiven. And we can have the joy of knowing God's forgiveness every day of our lives. And he doesn't just save us from our sins. He saves us so that we can live forever. We can have the joy. How good is the joy of knowing we don't have to worry about what's going to happen when our heart gives way? That God's promises are true, and the biggest promise of all is that God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, his one and only son, so that everyone who chooses him, who believes in him, will have eternal life. And eternal life is having a relationship with Jesus. So eternal life isn't something that you can be assured of once you pass from this life. It's something that you experience as soon as Jesus comes into your life. Then eternal life begins. And finally, God wants us to enjoy this life because he saves us to enjoy. His kingdom. Jesus is called a king because he has a kingdom, and it's a way of living that he designed originally for people to enjoy. He created humans to enjoy life in a way that is just brilliant, that brings God delight and joy. And he wants us to experience that, not just when we die. When we die, there'll be no more sickness and sin and suffering. All that will pass away. But even in this life, God saves us to enjoy his kingdom here and now. That last verse when the Pharisees were asking Jesus himself, what's going on with the kingdom? What does it look like? And the kingdom of God can't be detected by visible signs. You won't say this is where it is or that's where it is, but the kingdom of God is already amongst us. So I just want to invite you to invite God to allow the truth, the reality of his world and of his word to be a reality in your life today and every day going forward. He wants us to have just delight in life because he delights in you and he delights in your life. But it's for us to choose. He doesn't force that upon us. He gives that as a gift, and gifts are given, but they don't have to be received. They can be rejected. And because it's a gift, we don't have to earn it. There's nothing else we have to do. We don't have to do anything else but receive the gift. And that gift is Jesus himself. So can I pray for us? Father, we just thank you that you are real, that you're alive, that you make yourself known to us in all sorts of creative ways. We thank you that you created every person in this room here today. And you created them for your own enjoyment because you delight in every person that you made. And you want every person to live with you, to live life with you, to live life with you in us. So I pray, Father, that you will help us to be humble, to recognize our need of you today and every day. Pray that you'll help us to have a revelation and understanding of the truth of what Christmas brings and the source of joy that comes from knowing Jesus, knowing that he's come to earth so that we can know what you're really like. He comes to live within us, that he comes to save us from the things that we do wrong, give us freedom in life. He comes to give us life that never ends, and living out of the confidence of that. And he gives us access to his kingdom here and now, a way of life that is the best way possible. So I just pray by your Spirit, help us to be humble, to receive the gift, to know that we don't have to do anything else other than receive it and live out of the promises that you give us. So help us to understand just how brilliant Jesus is, how he came to be with us, and how he came to save us for the best life possible. I pray that over us in Jesus' name.